USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position in a statement on Saturday, saying he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Indonesian officials say a passenger jet carrying 62 people is believed to have crashed into the sea on Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the Boeing 737-500 aircraft about 4 minutes after takeoff. The country's transportation ministry says more than a dozen vessels, including four warships, have been deployed for a search and rescue operation. Debris has been found believed to be from the plane, but there had been no confirmation as night fell in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who have reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees, saying that allowing corporations to be gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
The reason is because words and thoughts can be countered by better words and thoughts. That's why we have a First Amendment. What we're hearing now is something fundamentally different. It's to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment, and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With both Republican senators from Georgia having conceded to their Democratic challengers, what will the next 2 years look like for the Republican caucus in the Senate? Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living in. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
Cotton's comments on Fox and Friends.
The head of Britain's royal family has been vaccinated against COVID-19. 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth and her 99-year-old husband Prince Philip received their coronavirus vaccine Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. The Queen reportedly made the news public in order to avoid speculation over her health. And the Buffalo Bills have won their first playoff game in 25 years, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts in an AFC wildcard game 27-24. The Bills will host a divisional playoff game next weekend with an opponent to be determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.